Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the next chapter of the Saga of the Swamp, so please enjoy the episode.
So then we get into the next issue, issue 21.
The anatomy lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's his name? Jason Woodrow.
Yes.
Or Woodrue, I guess.
Yeah. Doctor.
Doctor Jason Woodrue.
He didn't go to 12 years of medical school to be called Mister.
Mister. anyways, he is inner monologuing himself, introduces himself, and he's talking about how Sunderland got him out of jail, hired him, and he's talking about how he likes the rain and how the rain's making him wonder if he keeps calling him the old man, but he's like, the old man will be, pounding on the glass, trying to escape, and how much blood there will be in this and that and the other. And then it casts it back to the first time that he met him, and he's walking him through basically this big-ass building that he's got, and talking about how the guy has no security, and Sunderland's like, oh, well, I do have security, but it's all electronic. Everything in here is at my fingertips, at my council in my office.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not going to come back to bite them in the ass.
Yeah, no shit. So he shows him the dead body of Swamp Thing that he's got
frozen. He's keeping it chilled.
Trying to keep it preserved so he could look at it. Basically, he's trying to find out what made Swamp Thing turn into Swamp Thing from mm-hmm. Alec Holland.
Yes.
And so Woodrue, he is, super excited about this because it's something that he's wondered himself, which I guess we should, mention that Woodrue is also the Floronic Man.
Yep.
He's like half man, half plant.
I've never heard of him before. Looking into, again, with a little bit of the research I did, apparently he was not a low-level Justice League villain, but he was a villain. He was one of those that they never used a lot, which I know DC did a lot of their major crossovers, especially in the 2000s. They were looking back at villains that weren't used, and they became a major player.
Prometheus, and that's all right, because it changes things.
I can't remember his name on Final Crisis, but yeah, it just and again, this was also, with this run of Alan Moore's, he took the more dark, horrific route
mm-hmm.
With the comics, and he helped set up a lot of Vertigo titles. I don't know for certain, but I feel like the Floronic Man became a antagonist to Swamp Thing later on. I'll do more on the reading when we get to those books, but as of right now, as of this issue, he's just studying him. He does become a antagonist here in the next issue, but until then.
But anyways, he goes through and he talks about all the studying that he did on Swamp Thing, about how Swamp Thing has all of these internal organs, but they're all made out of plant material and they don't actually function. Like, his lungs don't function, his heart doesn't function, his brain doesn't function. And
it's like he made them, but he doesn't know why.
Yeah.
His body produce them, but they're not functioning. Like you said, not functioning, not doing anything.
But the whole time that he's doing all of his research, it keeps going back to him talking to Sunderland, and how Sunderland keeps basically threatening him, telling him, "Hey, I need results. All of your everything that you found out is pretty much worthless and gives me no information about anything." And
which is great, because I think if Sunderland had actually been listening, he would understand.
Things might have changed.
He actually is giving him information,
mm-hmm.
But he's not. He's not paying him. I think he even makes a comment later on. He's like, "I don't pay you to. I pay people to do stuff for me. Like, I don't need to find it out myself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be telling me this stupid shit. Just tell me what I need to know." And what he needed to know apparently was not what he needed to know. Right here was not what he wanted to know.
Basically, the research that Woodrue is doing, he finds out there's things called called planarian worms.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Alec and Linda Holland were working on in their lab. And they found out that Like, basically, these things learn from what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
It talked about, like, them going through these mazes, and they'd have some worms that went through the maze, and when they got to the middle and got the treat, they would kill them and then feed them to the other worms, and the other worms that had never been in the maze would know exactly how to get through the maze because of the ones they ate.
Which is pretty amazing, honestly.
Yeah, but anyways, so he goes through and he explains that, you know, like, basically his body was decomposing, these worms ate his body, and as the worms ate his body, his thoughts and stuff had them create this human-like body out of their plant, you know, out of plant material, and that he's not actually Alec Holland. He is just Alec Holland's thoughts and memories inside these worms.
Mm-hmm.
And he,
which is why he looks the way he looks.
Yeah.
This is what the plants, I don't want to say what plants think a human looks like.
It's what he expected that he should have in his body, so therefore the plants made it to the best they could.
Yes.
And so, like, he's explaining all this to Sunderland, and he's like, look, he's like, you know, I'm not an intelligent man, I'm just shrewd, and right now all you're giving me is, you know, this muddled speech about blah, blah, blah. He's like, look, basically, all I have to do is make phone calls and take care of this and that and the other. He's like, basically, you're terminated.
Yeah. Like, and you did what you needed to do for me, and
yeah,
I don't need
you anymore. Yeah, I'm done with you. So as he's walking out of his office, he leaves Woodrow in his office, and Woodrow starts clickety-clacking at his little...
Maybe get security to... I know he said he doesn't have security,
yeah,
but maybe he should have.
Yeah.
Because, or maybe walk him out.
Yeah, first. Exactly. But he clearly clacks on the keyboard and, you know, talks about how he turns down the thermostats in the
freezing unit.
In the freezing unit where the Swamp Thing's body is being kept.
Oh.
And then
changes. And he unlocks the doors.
Yeah, changes the locks on the doors too. And it goes on through a couple of panels where you can see this plant growing out of Swamp Thing's chest. And then you see his eyes come back to life.
Yeah. Oh, so we should say at this moment that this is all, like you said before, this is all Woodrow
remembering recounting all this. Yes.
Because then he makes the comment of, you know, I basically along with you, love to see the old man's face. When he wonder what he's doing now. I wonder how long he'll be able to resist going down there and taking a look, you know, referring to Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Perhaps he'll be in time to see it, the gray husk splintering and tearing, the raw, wet, implacable greenness?
Implacable greenness
beneath.
Okay.
Perhaps he'll reach the basement in time to actually see it, or perhaps not, as he is opening up the slab with Alec Holland's
body in
Swamp Thing's body, but not.
So he sees the husk basically that was left over from the Swamp Thing, you know, regrowing his body,
mm-hmm,
and runs terrified into his office. As he gets to the office, Swamp Thing's there and has already read the report that Woodrow had put together. And
he's not happy.
Not happy,
he
Bob.
He is not happy once. especially like Sunderland's response. He's like, oh, you look. Look, I don't know if you've read that file there, but the Swamp Thing, which I never really pieced this together. I've always read, whenever I read like the spaces in between words,
mm-hmm,
I always just read it straight through. I guess somebody on the podcast refers to it as him having trouble speaking the words.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I read it as he's yes.
The yes.
I have read. Yeah, he's got that space.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Swamp Thing says he's read the file, and Sunderland's like it? With a question mark. And then you see the rage in Swamp Thing's eyes as he destroys everything, and Sunderland's like, oh, shit. I need to get out of here.
So he goes runs through, like, his, you know, whole little empty building where he's basically the only inhabitant other than, you know, now the angry Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs to the door. And he goes to open the door, and it says identification unconfirmed. So he can't open the door because Woodrow changed the locks on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows the Swamp Thing catching him. And
in
that picture right there, I'm not sure if he's thrusting his hand down his throat or if he's suffocating with some kind
of... Yeah, it doesn't really...
I'm not sure what the hell's going on right there.
I took it as he just pushed him up against his chest. Like, he's holding... Like,
like suffocating him?
Against his chest and suffocating him. I mean, it's possible that he could have had his tendrils going down his throat, but that's just the way I took it. But we see... he kills Sunderland. He's like, you pissed me off.
Which goes back to the what you were saying about him, you know, with Moore getting rid of, you know, all
these characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the supporting cast doesn't need him anymore. We then see the Floronic Man, because it is the Floronic Man. He's all in his getup.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there sipping some wine, and he is enjoying himself. And that is how we end that one.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon, next chapter of Saga of the Swamp Thing.